This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian artillery has been deployed to the Donetsk region of Ukraine, where soldiers have been repelling Russian troops on the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A Ukrainian Grad rocket is maneuvered to point to Russian positions in the eastern Donetsk region, where tense battles have continued to rage. When ready, the rockets are fired. The soldiers fired using coordinates received from commanders and quickly sped away to avoid detection. A Ukrainian serviceman operating the weapon, known as Voron, said he thinks the counteroffensive in the Donetsk region will be harder than it was in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions, saying, "It will be very difficult, but we can do it. We know why we are doing it." The move by the Ukrainian military comes as Russian forces pounded provinces of Ukraine that are annexed but not fully under their control, including the Donetsk region. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 30 children were reunited with their families in Ukraine this weekend after a long operation to bring them back home from Russia or Russian-occupied Crimea, where they had been taken from areas occupied by Russian forces during the war. Mothers hugged sons and daughters as they crossed the border from Belarus into Ukraine Friday after a complex rescue mission involving travel across four countries. Dasha Ruck, a 13-year-old girl, said she and her twin sister had agreed to leave the Russian-occupied city of Kherson last year because of the war and go to a holiday camp in Crimea for a few weeks. But she said once in Crimea, Russian officials told the children they'd be staying longer. Dasha's mother, Natalia, said she had traveled from Ukraine to Crimea via Poland, Belarus, and Moscow to get her daughters. Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula has been occupied by Russia since 2014. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis joined protests on Saturday against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans to tighten controls on the Supreme Court, despite heightened security worries after two deadly attacks a day earlier. Around Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, tens of thousands of worshippers were expected for evening prayers amid concerns over a possible repeat of nighttime violence police raids this week that were followed by rocket barrages into Israel and Israeli strikes into Gaza and southern Lebanon. Israelis were also on edge after a car ramming in Tel Aviv on Friday that killed an Italian man and wounded five other tourists, the hours after a gun attack killed two Israeli sisters and wounded their mother near a settlement in the occupied West Bank. Netanyahu has mobilized border police reservists and ordered the army to reinforce security positions to head off possible trouble. This amid calls for calm from the United Nations, the European Union, and the United States. The U.S. military has sent a guided missile submarine to the Middle East amid tensions in that region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Navy says a nuclear-powered submarine based in Georgia, capable of carrying 154 Tomahawk missiles, has passed through the Suez Canal and is joining the U.S. 5th Fleet, which patrols the Persian Gulf. The Navy rarely discusses its deployment of submarines, but this appears to mark a show of force toward Iran and others amid recent tensions. Last month, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed forces in Syria after a rocket attack killed a U.S. contractor. And the U.S., U.K., and Israel have accused Iran of targeting oil tankers and commercial ships in recent years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration next week will begin testing faster asylum screenings for migrants caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, this according to the Department of Homeland Security on Saturday. U.S. Homeland Security spokeswoman said U.S. asylum officers will conduct initial asylum screenings for a small number of migrants within days while they remain in the custody of border authorities. She said interviewees will have access to legal counsel during those screenings. President Biden has implemented new border restrictions in recent months to cope with record numbers of migrants crossing illegally. California officials say they want further federal disaster relief for the state's salmon fishing industry after the 2023 fishing season for fall run Chinook or king salmon was closed for much of the West Coast. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.